This is Akashwani, Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. In an effort towards studying the causes of gastric cancer and its prevention, the Minister of Health, Bioram Wage, has launched a gastric cancer epidemiology and risk study at Gyatitaka General Hospital Zero yesterday. On the occasion, the minister also launched the four-day gastric cancer screening program. The gastric cancer screening program is being organized by Dr. B. Barua Cancer Institute, Guwahati, in association with the State Cancer Society of Arunachal Pradesh, Nahalagan, and Gyatitaka General Hospital, Zero. The initiative is supported by the District Administration, Lower Subansiri District, and Community Advisory Board. Later in the day, the Health Minister launched a campaign against Action Against Stigma, an initiative of the TB Association of India. In a bid to ensure a cleaner and more organized city, Mayor Tamme Fasang conducted a surprise inspection and joined the cleanliness drive across wards 1 to 12 under the jurisdiction of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation yesterday morning. During the inspection, Mayor Fasang emphasized the importance of maintaining cleanliness and warned that all shops must have dustbins. He also stressed the need to clean festival grounds after events, stating that penalties would be enforced under National Green Tribunal guidelines if proper sanitation measures were not followed. The mayor called upon the public to actively support cleanliness efforts, asserting that maintaining a clean and green capital is a shared responsibility. Minister for Commerce and Industries Nyato Tukam highlighted that the state government's proactive development initiatives under Chief Minister Pema Khandu have transformed the state, including Sile Oyan, a key administrative circle under Ruksin subdivision in East Siang district. Tukam said this while inaugurating the Oyan Bane Gumindere at the Pasighat yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Tukam highlighted the crucial role of the community hall deres in enriching the socio-cultural life of the people and assured support for development. The minister, who is also the guardian minister of East Siang district, commended the community members, PRIs, Gaumburas, and the youth volunteers for their inspiring initiatives and enthusiasm. The Scientific Advisory Committee meeting of Krishi Vigyan Kendra Tawang for the year 2025-26 was held in presence of Deputy Commissioner Kanki Darang at Tawang today. Addressing the gathering, DC Kanki Darang emphasized the importance of teamwork in KVK and urged the officials to provide effective technical support and guidance to the concerned departments to increase agricultural productivity. The meeting concluded with an interactive session where farmers shared their experiences and concerns and experts provided technical solutions. The SAC meeting reaffirmed the commitment of KVK Tawang to improving agricultural practices, increasing productivity and ensuring sustainable development in the district. In a significant step towards supporting livestock farmers in extreme winter conditions, a fodder bank was inaugurated at vibrant village Zemithang yesterday. The fodder bank was inaugurated by Chairman, Agricultural Scientist Recruitment Board, New Delhi, Dr. Sanjay Kumar, in the presence of Deputy Commissioner Tawang Kanki Darang. The fodder bank aims to ensure adequate fodder supply for livestock during extreme cold winters, supporting farmers in maintaining the health and productivity of their animals. Deputy Commissioner E. Siang Tai Tagu inspected the ongoing construction work at the storeroom cum technical workshop of the Information and Public Relations Department in Pasighat today. The DC, while appreciating the executive agency, informed that the RWD has completed the work on time as per specification without compromising on the quality. The construction work is being executed by the Rural Works Department, East Siang. A team of Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women attended the one-day legal awareness program organized by All Tangsa Women Welfare Society at Vijayanagar under Changlang district today. Chairperson of the commission, Kenjum Pakam, apprised that the government is bringing every possible development to the doorstep of everyone. She encouraged the participants to focus on the self-help groups for sustainability. The awareness program was held in collaboration with Yobin Welfare Society, Women Wing, and sponsored by Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert over Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Upper Subansiri, Leparada, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjao, Lohit and Namsai districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.